From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. The most populous state in the remaining presidential primaries will be Texas. Along with Ohio, it's the centerpiece of Hillary Clinton's comeback strategy. Both have primaries on March 4th, and one Clinton advisor, James Carville, says she has to win both of them or her campaign is done. In Texas, Clinton is counting on support in the heavily Hispanic Rio Grande Valley. NPR's David Green has been traveling with the Clinton campaign. He spent a few days visiting some Rio Grande Valley hotspots.
Hillary Clinton loves to talk about her Rio Grande Valley roots. She was down here along the border 35 years ago, registering Latino voters. And when she came back this week, she was all over the tube.
Senator Hillary Clinton's South Texas campaign is in full swing at this hour.
The next day, those headlines are not the big talk at the Kino Cafe. Raymond Gonzalez has a lot on his plate.
It's called a quickie, and it's got fries and like a hamburger steak on the bottom. And a lot of gravy pile on the fries. I was in the mood for that for a while.
There is a newspaper in front of him.
Mostly into sports. That's what I really wanted to check. Sports, that's it. And a little bit of the Mexican violence that's going across our border here. We have a lot of problems with it.
Raymond says he didn't know Hillary Clinton was up the road the day before. He says he's heard she's lost a number of primaries and caucuses to Barack Obama.
I think Obama's picking up more of the states, so I think people are going to go with Obama now. I still have some more questions, so I'm still looking into who, but I think Obama's going to be my man.
At a table nearby, though, Chris Nunn is having none of that.
My mother hasn't voted in 20 years, and she's already made sure that she's got her voters' registrations up to date and everything. So.
Because she wants to vote for Hillary?
Uh-huh. Both my parents will be voting for Hillary. I know she was like, well, you know you're voting for Hillary. And I said, you know what? You're not telling me who I'm voting for, Mom. Well, so.
And Nunn says she made up her own mind to vote for Hillary Clinton. When day turns to night around here, there's a good scene at Jalapeno's, a bar outside the city of McAllen. The mariachi band's always ready to play, on demand for a fee. Jesse Paez is working on a beer and some chips and salsa. He says Hillary Clinton and her husband have been making trips to South Texas for years, but he notes many trips have included some exclusive fundraisers.
A ton of money they raised down here, which I strongly disagree with because this is a very poor part of the country, extremely poor part of the country.
Still, Paez says the Clintons have a lot of people who love them.
People are probably going to vote for her down here. Down here, she'll win, hands down.
That may be true, as long as people come out to vote. So few people turned out in the area in 2004 that the state Democratic parties cut the number of delegates awarded from here. At the table behind Jesse, Jose Gonzalez and Maria Alaniz are on break from a nearby nursing home. Gonzalez says if he votes, it will be for Clinton.
Yeah, she's more open on the problems with Mexican people. That's what I understand.
Why do you feel that way?
Because what I heard.
Are you talking about voting from, like, president?
Yeah.
Okay, because I saw in the news about that young guy that's voting. He's a young guy, right?
That running?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Barack Obama?
But he's so young. I don't think he has any experience if he was to be running. You know, he's young.
But Maria says she probably won't vote as it is. Between her shifts at the nursing home, she barely has time to grab a drink at Jalapeno's. Maria knows the name of this song.
The keys of my heart, las llaves de mi corazón, right?
Hillary Clinton seems to have the keys to more hearts here in the Rio Grande Valley. But with so much on the line, she'll be back here for more rallies before primary day arrives.
Sí, señor.
David Green, NPR News, McAllen, Texas.